Who needs remote control from the Civic Hall? Push a button, activate. You gotta work and you're late. Repression. I am a robot. Repression. I obey. Now, I chose the lyrics to that Clash song, which was released as a 45 in the UK. On May 13th, 1977, 44 years ago this week, it is also the second track off the band's legendary self-titled debut album, one of the defining albums of UK punk, because the lyrics of one of the songs of the band I will be interviewing, well, one of their members anyway, Luna Insanguium, Killed by the Dead Hand off Global Bloodbath, has similar lyrics as to how the nasty world leaders are remote controlling us all with their weapons of mass destruction. I'll just say that much. I don't like to spew politics on this podcast. It's about music, but I have to tie in the two songs. I'll be talking to Michael Eisenhower of Luna Insanguium about what inspired him to write that. Any current events, maybe. And other songs off Global Bloodbath. And the band is working on a brand new EP. Their first one in a year. Global Bloodbath was released last May, and they're already working on a follow-up. And you can check them out Saturday, May 15th. They're headlining a show with Skarsgård and Dead and Buried at Danvers Tavern in between Roberts Road and 88th Avenue in Justice. There's plenty more shows to come this spring and summer from Luna Insanguium. We'll be talking to Michael about those shows and also about Global Bloodbath and its follow-up. And in our Rockbacks, a band who pretty much spoke politics, urban politics, right from the start. They refuse to be remote controlled by anyone because they would fight back. Black Market Democracy. When I first saw these guys, an all-African-American band from Chicago's mostly South Side, I immediately thought to myself, it's the next Bad Brains, that African-American punk band from Washington, D.C., who broke a lot of ground and refused to be remote controlled, or they would kick your ass. We'll get to that and much more as Local Loft Episode 173 gives you the opportunity to push a button, a streaming button, a button on your computer, whatever makes this podcast go global, you push the button that makes it rock.
Just doing something kick-ass. We want to let you guys know we got something new coming for you, but we don't want to tell you what it is.
The drink will flow and the blood will spill, and if the boys want to fight, you better let them. So sang Thin Lizzy back in 1976, and the boys are back in town. Well, the boys want to fight. The boys, in this case, Russia and America. One of the songs on the, well, almost year-old EP by Luna Insanguium is By the Dead Hand, the EP Global Bloodbath, which they released last May. They are working on a follow-up, however, as I just found out on their Facebook page. They're recording at Pressure Wave Studios in Braidwood. That's quite a long way from where the band lives and originates from, which is Spring Grove up near the Illinois-Wisconsin border. I've got guitarist and singer Mike Eisenhower, like Eisenhower Expressway, I hope, even though it's not spelled that way. Mike is joining us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about all things Luna Insanguium. This is definitely death metal, but it's like technological death metal. Definitely the song Killed by the Dead Hand. It's about Russia and America fighting with the nuclear weapons of mass destruction. What inspired you to write such a song like that?
I just wanted to do something different with the lyrics because I was always writing lyrics for my other band, Evil Incarnate, and being trapped in a box, being that it was a satanic death metal band that kind of always had all these ideas and I wanted to do something else with it. So perfect opportunity with a new band. But it's kind of odd that it became an issue more and more recently, but you know, it's always kind of been an issue, I guess, ever since bombs were created.
From the heart of America rises a new force, dripping and festering from the blood moon of metal. Unleashed upon humanity comes Luna and Sanguinum with a debut EP, Global Bloodbath.
There's some very bloody images in other songs like Angel Wings. I mean, that thing plays out like somebody's having surgery here with the lines like, lungs spread out like angel wings. What was the inspiration behind writing that?
Being a fan of horror movies also, and, you know, this is my outlet for, you know, my violent streak that I have in me. And, you know, you get it out of your system with your music and you don't end up doing something stupid in life.
This is quite an intense metal band. Your vocalist is very effective, that being Skip McGullum. He's kind of definitely an inspiration I hear out of him is Randy Blythe from Lamb of God.
You know, I know he's a big fan of the band, but he's been in so many bands over the years. He was one of the original Rat singers. He started the band and before they really got popular, and then being that he was a numbskull for so many years and did the album Ritually Abused, a lot of people would remember.
Let me ask you about your new EP that you are recording over at Pressure Wave Studios in Braidwood. How is that going to sound? Is it going to be a little bit different from what people heard on Global Bloodbath, or is it kind of the same grinding groove and the same kind of intense bloody lyrics?
Yeah, it's definitely got the same type of lyrics, you know, lots of different topics. Definitely has the heaviness. I wanted to really emphasize some things from the EP, you know, emphasize a part of our style that'll just be more prominent as time goes on. So it's got a little bit of the EP on there. Definitely they're going to see this, you know, some similarity, but it's also got a few new ideas that I wanted to try out. Now that I've been drop tuning, I've just been playing around with a lot of different sounds and keeping it in the same style.
You have a lot of shows. You guys have been definitely hitting the road pretty hard. Escape from Chicago 2021 tour. One of those shows is coming up on Saturday, May 15th, and that's at Danvers Tavern and Justice with Scars In and also Dead and Buried. You have the Thrash 'Em All Metal Fest, and that's going to be at the Terminus Theater in Lake Villa.
Yeah, I was going to cut in on that real quick. I actually been spending all day. That's why I'm a little late calling you today. Terminus Theater had to close its doors permanently. We never really were able to bounce back from the, you know, COVID
pandemic.
I don't want to get into too many details on that. I kind of leave that up to the owner. But we are supposed to be moving to a new location. But in the meantime, Chad from Primal Enemy, a great band from up in the Milwaukee area, he's actually come up with a new club called Da Bar, D-A, comma, Bar, and that's out in West Allis, Wisconsin. It's about another hour north, and it's a killer club. That's where the Blades of Steel Fest used to be held at, if anyone knows that. And we're going to be doing that now. The fest is going to be moved to June 18th and 19th, Thrash 'Em All.
Well,
so
thanks
a lot of stuff happened the past couple days.
Yeah, thanks for the update on the venue, but you are still doing the Danvers show this Saturday in Justice, right?
Correct.
Are you still on for Sugar Skull on the 25th of June with Sinister Fate, Rachel's Bully, and Four Horsemen?
Absolutely.
And that's also got Freak on a Leash, which is an excellent Chicago area horn cover band. Your shows are quite intense. I would imagine it's just like the band, basically. Not too many visuals behind your video backdrops or anything. What can people expect when they come to one of your shows?
Intensity from as soon as that first note hits is going to be nonstop all the way from the beginning to the end. We play as hard for 10 people. If there was a bad, you know, turnout at a crowd, we would play for 10 people just as hard as we would if we were standing in front of a sea of people. So, you know, we love our fans and we appreciate everyone that comes out. We give them 100% every single time.
Well, expect that 100% if you're going out to the Danvers show in Justice that's coming up on Saturday, May 15th. And for more details, you can go to Luna and Sanguinum's Facebook page. The spelling on that name is, well, the last name anyway, is S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E-M. Michael, thanks for talking to us today about the Luna and Sanguinum and some great things to come from you guys.
Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
You cry, oh God, speak pleasure. Oh. Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Totally contradicting itself and its lyrics there. It's death metal in death denial. Listen to the end speech snippet there, and most definitely it seems like they're trying to hide or maybe deny that they're murdering anybody, whoever that spoken word sample pertains to. Four Horsemen, the death thrash metal band out of Chicago's North Side. A bit like Metallica, but not very much. From the Fall of Conquest, which was their 2019 full-length debut, Painted Wall. Check out the Four Horsemen as they play alongside Luna Insanguium, Rachel's Bully, and Sinister Fate, along with Freak on a Leash, a very well-known Korn tribute band from the Chicagoland area, at Sugar Skull in Franklin Park, on Friday, June 25th. For more details about that show, go to Luna Insanguium's Facebook page or Four Horsemen, spelled H-O-R-S-E-M-Y-N, by the way. And my thanks to Mike Eisenhower, guitarist and singer for Luna Insanguium, to tell us what that band is all about. As they get ready to release a follow-up EP to Global Bloodbath, we heard two tracks from that, which they released around this time last year. It's just about a year old. Killed by the Dead Hand and Angel Wings. You can buy that one on the Bandcamp link to Luna Insanguium's Facebook page, LunaInsanguium. They will be headlining a show at Danvern's Tavern, 79th Street Injustice, Saturday, May 15th, along with Dead and Buried and Skarzen. When it began, and with a couple of exceptions, I don't think the Ramones were out to attack anybody and everybody with any of their songs. Punk rock has always had that element of trying to insult or totally rip somebody. Smear Campaign is a four-piece punk band out of the western suburbs, and they will stop at nothing to rip several groups of people, including that very famous animal activist group, PETA. I can't go into great detail how they ripped them, just check out their somewhat new EP, So Far, So Good, So Drunk. These songs were actually recorded about 10 years ago. The band has remixed all of them and reissued them. The full name of the band is actually Smear Campaign 21st Century Scum Rock. I think about the only group of people they don't rip is their own family doctors for helping them with a medical condition. It involves going to the bathroom, let's just put it that way, inability to do so, no matter how much water you drink. Smear Campaign has a show coming up, and hopefully they'll know where the restrooms are, at 4240 Amelia Avenue in Lyons. That's a little bit farther away from Waterworks Tavern, where in early November 2017, I ventured out to interview Radio Creeps live on scene before they did a show at Waterworks in Lyons by the post office, if you're familiar with it. Just about 5 minutes away from the Des Plaines River Bridge, where you cross over the Des Plaines River at the fork in the road between Pershing Road, 39th Street, and Ogden Avenue. For more details about this show, you can go to Smear Campaign 21st Century Scum Rock's Facebook page. Another distinguishing characteristic about any punk rock song is the aggressive tendency of the one who writes it or sings it to start his or her own revolution. And Smear Campaign is no exception. The lead-off track to So Far, So Good, So Drunk, This Is My Own Revolution on Local Loft.
Man, it's like I was in your backyard. wild delusion and a revolution based on me.
Why did you decide on Death Pop Radio for a name change?
I think when COVID was first plaguing us all and we had some downtime, one of the biggest concerns we had was people were having trouble finding us. They would remember the name Ravens, but then they would search for us in Google or anywhere else, and they would find all kinds of stuff for the Baltimore Ravens, Edgar Allan Poe references. You'd go probably 5 or 6 pages deep on a Google search and couldn't find us. So that became a little concerning, and it's been a used name. I mean, we first came up with it, DJ and I. We only had one song. It was Ravens. We wanted to put it under something, so we just were like, well, why don't we just call ourselves Ravens? At the time, it was just the two of us. So, yeah, the name change was really spawned from that, and it just kind of fit what we do a little bit better. We feel like we have some, even though, you know, we're in that realm of grunge to metal, we also have a lot of pop influence and feel, you know, like there's a lot of hooks and things that are somewhat pop-related. So, yeah, Death Pop Radio just seemed to fit us.
Yes.
Elements of Death that is not part of their name, Flatliners. Brand new music video and single from Death Pop Radio off their self-titled debut album, which was released on May 7th. They've been getting radio airplay out of this one. At least that one was a part of the 420 homegrown hit of the day on 95 Will Rock, up in the Gurnee, Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, Illinois, Wisconsin border area. Talked to Eric Liljahorn just a couple of weeks back, and Death Pop Radio is still looking to play the entire album live they just released, and they will get a chance to do so in two upcoming live shows. One, they open up for Harvester of Metal, who is a metal tribute band. Yes, they do a lot of Metallica, Iron Maiden, new wave of British heavy metal, 80s metal for the most part. Saturday, May 22nd, Penny Road Pub in Barrington Hills. Death Pop Radio will be the opening act. And just added at the WC Social Club, West Chicago, Saturday, June 12th, Death Pop Radio, Framing Hanley, and three other bands. For more details about this show, go to Death Pop Radio's Facebook page. Trying to take the deadly element, or the death element, out of a life scenario altogether, an upcoming suicide benefit, or anti-suicide, I should say. Saturday, May 15th, in Spring Valley, which is near LaSalle, to the west of Joliet. This is a special birthday bash for JC and contains Spamacetto Jelly, Prison City Brigade, and Brothers Giant. This country, western, and alternative blues rock duo is also out of the area west of Joliet. They're from nearby LaSalle. Mostly, in fact, almost totally unplugged in their approach to their music. For a little over a year, they've been working on their debut album, The Hard Truth. They originally had scheduled to release it in March of 2020, but COVID protocols and restrictions put that on hold. It is not known exactly when they will officially release their new album, but back in February last year, they posted this single with an Old West, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash feel. From Brothers Giant, this is Billy the Kid on Local Loft.
Shotgun. by the blue check I am at home. Powerful, magnificent, I am reborn. Sniff you out, check you down, you are my prey. Run you down, punch me in, check it, let's breathe. Ravenous beast, hunting by the night. Smell your blood in the air, dead with the moonlight. Shoot through your throat, head coming up. Devouring entrails, you're ripped apart. Lost all hope, shed a pale skin. Burned on mist, elongated animals. Sights growing in, sense dying. Running out of force, smell the blood of the flesh dripping orb. Bullet shadow in the woods, three my brain. Wound of terror, ripping in the streets.
Had your fill of Illinois and Chicago death metal yet? Well, there's some more for you. Hellgrind is a four-piece death thrash metal band out of the Far East Will County area. Think Lansing, where J.J. Kelly's is, because they played there a lot. July 17th, they'll be playing The Forge in Joliet, opening up for national death metal act The Convalescents. And some familiar Joliet names will tag along, like Orinoco and Vile Cynic. For more details about this show, you can go to Hellgrind's Facebook page. We heard Ancient Terror from their 2019 full-length CD, My Time in Hell. You might have to go through hell when you start, but paying your dues will be worth it. Especially if we at Local Loft get a hold of your music and play it all across the cyberwaves, reaching many people around the world. We can do that if you send us your music. Send it to me, Tim Lamping, in digital form, WAV, FLAC, AAC, or MP3, or physical, CD, vinyl LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdg@gmail.com. If you're sending me a physical product, first send me an email, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdg@gmail.com. I'll send you a mailing address. This podcast is heard around the world because it's downloadable at podbean.com. You can also stream it by downloading the Podbean app. Throughout this last hour, give or take an hour and 15 minutes, we've rocked you with plenty of loud bangs of death metal. Well, the next band up is not death metal. There might be a couple of deadly images in their songs, but they're a nice cross between metal, punk, and ghetto funk. When I first met Black Market Democracy, fronted by singer Mike White, I knew that this totally African-American band from Chicago's South Side was something unique, and indeed they were. They sing about being tough. No question about it in any of their songs, including Buckshot Republic, which is the first song I ever played by them, and I played it in 2014 on the Cat 105.5. Black Market Democracy headed to Nightcap, which is on the borderline of Chicago's far west side, and Niles. It's over near one of the Mecca record stores, one of the legendary record stores in all of Chicagoland, Rolling Stone. Nightcap would soon be no more, but Black Market Democracy would rock on. I first turned them on to audiences via Local Loft episode 25, and it was on May 14th, 2016, just 5 years ago. We'll wrap up this episode with that. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
We are Black Market Democracy. No voice, no democracy, no vote, no democracy.
Hey, this is Black Market Democracy, and you're rocking with Tim Lamping at Mobile Rock.
At Local Loft. All right, one more time. Hey, this is Black Market Democracy, and you're rocking off with Tim Lamping at the Local Loft.
It's Tim Lamping. I'm outside of Nightcap, which is about 15 minutes south.
of Rolling Stone Records. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my big hangouts, because I still collect vinyl and CD. I'm old school. And
yeah.
I'm here with one of the most intense hardcore rock bands, actually punk bands. I have not seen a band this intense since Bad Brains. Now, that's going back to the early 80s, but man, these guys really kick it. Black Market Democracy is here with me, and let's meet the guys here. We've got Mike White, who is the guitarist and singer.
Hello.
We've got Steve Gady.
Hey, how you doing?
Their guitarist. We've got Glover Washington on drums, and we've got OT on bass.
All right.
Welcome to this program, guys. Well, I've listened to your stuff, Buckshot Republic, one of your big singles, the other one, Fragile. I know you're working on a full-length CD. You've had two EPs, Order of the New Age, a full-length you've been working on. Mike, let's get it from you. How do you think the new full-length, and I know some of these songs that people have heard before are probably going to be a part of it, but how do you think this differs from what you've done in the past, like Buckshot Republic and a couple other tracks?
Well, what's happening is we actually, since the release of Buckshot and Fragile, we've changed directions, and we're writing more, because the longer we've been together, we're gelling more, and so new things have come out. And with the release of Fight and Crash, we just you're going to hear more of us as a cohesive unit, and we're looking forward to having it come out.
How about the lyrics? I mean, Buckshot Republic, those lyrics are pretty political, and Fragile is a nice emotional touch. How do the lyrics differ on the full-length record?
A little bit more internal, a little bit more freer. You know, we just like to do. We don't like want to be like pigeonholed into any one particular. Like, well, we're this style or that style. And so, as the music gets more gelled lyrically, it's just more of an internal experience.
Tracks with cool fatness, telling what the math is. Geek like a face on a hook. You feel no pain, cause we moving ya, tubing ya. Shit's got you sprung, and now you wanna run to the East Coast, to the West Coast. Welcome to our world where everybody dies. Welcome to our own. Coming on strong, we can do no wrong. Bumping our shit in your trunk, make a lady's jump. Crush it! This is where we pull the pistols out. This is how we pull a hammer down. This is where we stick it in your mouth. Buckshot!
Playing is pretty aggressive on your two singles. Is it going to be like more aggressive on this full-length CD? Let's get it from some of the other guys, Glover and Steve, OT. Do you think the playing is going to be really aggressive on your full-length as compared to what you did in the past?
You'll hear that tonight. We got some stuff tonight that's a lot more aggressive, a lot more musicianship involved in it. But still, it's fun, and you get everybody into it. That's what we want to do.
The exciting thing about like Fight is... It's even more teeth than Buckshot, you know. Yeah. It's like, you know, Steve brought it out, and it was like, oh, let's just kill this thing. And then the lyrics came with the lyrics just matching the music, the intensity. And you say more teeth, definitely more teeth.
More teeth.
These guys never hold back. You come here, you can expect to get it right in the gut, so to speak.
In the gut.
It's balls out, very heavy.
Balls out thick and heavy, yeah.
You open up for Bulbaflex. Do you think this band's getting more recognition because of the major national acts you're supporting?
Yeah, what do you guys think? Definitely.
It certainly helped the numbers. Hemlock last night, Bulbaflex, Nonpoint.
What was the first national we opened for? Was that
Blue Felix, yeah.
And then there was one more, was it
Saliva.
Yeah. Got pulled over that night. Yeah. It was funny.
That's why I said it.
You know what else helped? There's one festival, Juvenalia.
Yeah.
That and Revival. Those two festivals.
A couple of outdoor festivals.
Really pushed it over.
Oh, yeah, Revival. Really did you guys recognize. What you put together, you're not too far from going national and big yourself, and I know you got gigs coming up. Not only at Reggie's by Chinatown on July 8th, I saw that. Got one in Madison, Wisconsin. I think it's next weekend.
St. Louis, Nashville. Got Detroit coming up.
Black Market Democracy is being heard all over the world now.
With your help.
Yeah, definitely. Check these guys out and check out the singles, Buckshot Republic and also Fragile. We've got a Bandcamp link, YouTube link as well. Black Market Democracy is the Facebook page. Mike and Glover and OT and Steve, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks for having us.
And all our Polish friends over there, too.
Yeah.
Chess.
I'm half Polish, so I can vouch for that.